Base Chanukah, Kof Vov Kislev, Tuesday the 24th of December, Rabbi David Stern, in Yonei Chanukah. This week's Torah is sponsored Lefur Shlema of Yosef Dov Ben Chela, Neoi, and in the Zchus of Avram Lev Ben Leo.
Morning. Yom Chanukah, I'd like to discuss a topic which bears relevance to Chanukah, particularly the Shabbos, the Shchodesh Cholis, the Shabbos Chanukah. But it's a more general topic. The topic of Todir, the She'enoi Todir, Todir Koidim. The Pasuk says in Parashas Pinchas, when discussing the bringing of the Korban Musaf of Pesach, so the Pasuk says you should bring the Korban Musaf Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Lo Oilas HaTomid Tasu Ezele. And the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Pei Tes derives from this Pasuk that Kol HaTodir Mechaveroi Koidem Es Chaveroi, whichever mitzvah is more frequent than its fellow mitzvah, so the more frequent mitzvah should be performed first. How do you derive from the Pasuk? The Mishnah says Hatmidim, Koidim and Musafin, on the day when you bring a Korban Musaf, you'd bring the Tomid before the Musaf, Musafi Shabbos, Koidim and Musafi Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Shabbos will always be brought if the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Koidim and Musafi Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, which is of course Rosh Chodesh as well, I want to bring the Musaf Rosh Chodesh before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Shanema Mavad Oilis Abekash, Oilis Samatazo is Eile, and Rashi explains the implication is Tasa, Mavad Oilis Hatomid. The implication of the Pasuk is that the Tomid will have already been brought, and then you shall bring the Musaf. So from here we see that the Tomid, which is more Todir, comes before the Musaf. Todir, v'she'eno Todir, Todir Koid. Now this rule is very clear when it's a question of performing two mitzvahs. One is Todir, and the second is v'she'eno Todir. Which mitzvah should be performed first? Clearly, the Todir. But there are certain situations where actually performing both mitzvahs isn't an option. There's one of two mitzvahs that can be performed. One of them is a Todir, and the second is a She'enoi Todir. And my question is, does the rule of Todir dictate in this scenario too, which of the two mitzvahs should be performed? It should be the Todir rather than She'enoi Todir. Well, no, Todir She'enoi Todir is only a halacha when you're performing two mitzvahs, do one first. But if there's only one to do, then Todir doesn't have the power, perhaps, or perhaps we'll explain it differently, to push away another mitzvah. And there, the rule is inapplicable, and one would have to, therefore, have other factors to decide which mitzvah to perform. And that's the question. Can Todir push away the performance of another mitzvah altogether? Now, L'chaira, it would seem that this is in Machlokes Rishonim in Sukkah, the fifth period, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings the shitta initially of Rav Acha. The question discussed there in the Gemara is when you bring two korban musafim, which as we said can occur Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and the Levim would sing Shir, normally at the bringing of a Korban Musaf. The question is, when you bring two Korban Musafim, would the Levim sing two Shirim or only one? So Rav Acha states there that two Shirim were sung for each separate Musaf. Says the Gemara Meisvei. There's a question on Rav Acha. We learned in a Braisa, Rosh Chodesh Shecholi is b'Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Doiche Shir Shal Shabbos. L'chaira explicit in the Braisa that Rosh Chodesh which falls on Shabbos, the Shir of Rosh Chodesh is Doiche, the Shir of Shabbos. You, Rav Acha, say you sing two Shirim. Here it says no, you only sing the one. The Shir of Rosh Chodesh is Doiche, the Shir of Shabbos. The Isa, if you are right, Lame the Shabbos, Lame the Rosh Chodesh, you should say both. Says the Gemara, Omar of Safra, so Rav Safra answers, my doicha, doicha lekadim. Don't understand the word doicha in the Brisa to mean it pushes away the shear of Shabbos. It means it comes first, it pushes ahead. Shear, Shavuot Chodesh, doicha, shear shel Shabbos, means it pushes itself ahead of the shear of Shabbos. Doicha lekadim, but actually both shearim are sung like Yerub Acha. Hold. Afraid the Gemara, v'amai. Why should the shear of Rosh Chodesh push itself ahead of the shear of Shabbos? Todim, she'eno todim, todim kodim. The Kavod Musar Shabbos was brought weekly. The Musar Rosh Chodesh was brought only 12 times a year. So, the shear of Shabbos should be sung first rather than the shear of Rosh Chodesh. So how can this Brisa say that the Shir Rosh Chodesh comes ahead of the Shir Rosh Shabbos? Todeh Sheinu Todeh, Todeh Kodeh. So the Gemara says, Omer B'yechanon, Leida Shehu Kfar Rosh Chodesh Bizmanei. That means here, there was a unique reason why Chazal wanted the Rosh Chodesh Shir to come ahead, because there were people who would doubt the accuracy of Bezdin's fixing of Rosh Chodesh, and in order to make it absolutely clear, today is Rosh Chodesh, notwithstanding maybe what the Tzedekim or others might say, so they gave precedence to the Shir of Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara then goes on to disprove Rav Acha from other areas, other sources, and in fact reverts to its original understanding of this Braisa, that Shir Shir Rosh Chodesh Doicha Shir Shir Shabbos means it pushes it away altogether, because in fact, not like Rav Acha, there is only one Shir sung when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and that is the Shir of Rosh Chodesh. There's a brief Sugya Sa Gemara in Sukkah. Now, if you learn through the Gemara, a question arises. As we said, initially, the Gemara's understanding of the Braisa was, Shir Shir Rosh Chodesh Doicha Shir Shabbos is Kipshuto. Only one Shir is sung, and the Shir Rosh Chodesh is the one that's sung, it pushes away the Shir of Shabbos. And the Gemara has no questions on that, other than the fact that according to Rav Acha, you should be doing both. Why are you doing the Rosh Chodesh one? Says the Gemara, doesn't mean it pushes it away, it means it pushes it overhead, it comes first. So the Gemara says, it comes first. Why? It's Eino Todir, Todir She'eino Todir, Todir Kodim, L'chaira. And if you learn that it means it pushes it away altogether, you should also have Shver. Fine, there's one Shir that has to be sung, but why should it be the Rosh Chodesh Shir that's sung? Todir She'eino Todir, Todir Kodim, L'chaira. If there's one Shir to be sung, it should be the Todir, the Shabbos one. Why the Rosh Chodesh one? The Gemara doesn't seemingly ask the question of Todir on the understanding that Doicha means Doicha legamra. You with me? When the Gemara says it means Doicha lekadei, then the Gemara's got a kasha. It's Todir, it doesn't work. But if it's Doicha legamra, then the Gemara's happy. Why would it be the Rosh Chodesh Shir? But L'chor there, it's also Shver. Why would it be the Rosh Chodesh Shir? The Shabbos one is the Todir. So Tosfos asks this question there. It's a one-line Tosfos. And Tosfos says, but Leir of Safra Yochel Hakshis came. Indeed, the question that the Gemara grapples with, why should the Rosh Chodesh one be the one to be sung, rather, why should we be pushing ahead over Shabbos? That question could have been asked, but Leir of Safra, even if it meant it's only the Rosh Chodesh Shir that's sung, it would also be Shver the question of, why should it be the Rosh Chodesh Shir, should be the Shabbos Shir, Tod Shir, Tod Shir, Tod Shir, but Leir of Safra Yochel Hakshis came. And the answer of the Gemara would, of course, answer that too. Leida Shir Chodesh Hukva Bizmano. But it comes out, therefore, if you learn Tosfos, that Tosfos is clearly telling us that Tod V'Shein Tod Tod Kodim can be applied even if there's only one mitzvah to be done. In the case of the Shir, Gunzer of Acha, there's only one Shir that's going to be sung today. It ought to be the one which is Todir. That's Mavur and Tosfos. The lawyer of Safra, the Gemara could have interjected, Todish Eino Todish Todish Todish, we should be doing the Todish Shir, not the Eino Todish Shir. So you see that even when it's one Shir that's going to be sung only, it ought to be the Todish Shir. So we see that Todir has the power to be the only mitzvah performed, even at the expense of the other mitzvah not being performed altogether. Todir would say, do this one. That's what emerges from Shittas Tosfos. However, the Piskei Rid over there in Sukkah is bothered by this question. Why is the Gemara only asked the question of Todir after Rav Safra explained that Doicha means Lekadim? So he says,
Because in fact, if only one shir is sung, then there's no problem. Why is it the Rosh Chodesh shir, not the Shabbos shir? He says, Avgav the Shabbos Tadira, even though Shabbos is Tadir, Zeh Shavu Leprokin Doicha Oisai. Punfaket. When there's only one shir to be sung, he says, you wouldn't do the Tadir. On the contrary, you do the unusual one. If you're going to be doing both, so then, anyway, I'm doing both. The question is, which one should I be doing first? So, do the Tadir first. If I'm only giving one, give him a chance. What, you again? That's the chiddush of the Piskeri, that, in fact, it's the Bo Leprokim, which is the one to be done. Of a Homia, we see in the Piskeri that it's not necessarily the Tadir that has to be done. Maybe you could have other factors, but the rule of Tadir will not, L'chaira, the Piskeri is saying, will not be said when it's a question of doing only one mitzvah. Then we wouldn't apply the rule of Tadir. L'chaira, what the Piskeri means is, because Tadir doesn't have the power to push away a mitzvah. It can push itself ahead of another mitzvah, but it can't push away another mitzvah. So L'chaira, we have a machloket to show him. According to Tosfos, we see clearly, B'roir of Safra Yochel Akshas came, Tadir can also dictate which of two mitzvahs should be performed, even if the other one won't be performed altogether. Whereas according to Piskeri, no, if there's only one mitzvah to be performed, then it's not the Tadir. That might be the reverse, the Zeresh of Rokim. When does the Gemara come on to Tadir? Only if the Doicha means the Kadim, then Tadir Shein Tadir will tell you which one to do. So the Chayra in the Piskeri is the Mavua, the Chayra, that the Pshat is, that Tadir is not sufficiently strong to push away altogether a mitzvah. It can come ahead of another mitzvah, but it can't actually push away altogether another mitzvah. That's l'chaira, what comes out of the Piskeri, l'chaira to shame. Pardon?
The Tadir is also a mitzvah.
I understand. It's also a mitzvah.
Yeah, so why should it not Tadir have preference?
Okay, so I'll compare that the rule of, according to Piskeri, the rule of Tadir, the being a Tadir, doesn't have sufficient strength to push away another mitzvah. That's what Piskeri taught. L'chaira. So he says that the not Tadir pushes away, but the point I'm bringing out is that it wouldn't be necessarily the Tadir. Now L'chaira, there's a big question if this is what the Piskeri is saying from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, right at the end of the Sugya of Chanukah. Oh, so I forgot to add importantly, sorry. That says the Piskeri, that therefore, when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, like it does this year, so, it's as follows. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, right, there's going to be the Sedra, then there's going to be Rosh Chodesh, then there's going to be Chanukah. So there, there's a loch of Todesh Eino Todesh Todesh Kodim, so you lay in first Rosh Chodesh, and then you lay in Chanukah. But the question is, when it comes to the Haftorah, in most, I mean, some killers will add a pasuk from Rosh Chodesh, but Al-Kaponim, there's only one Haftorah that's said in its entirety. And the question is, which should be the Haftorah that should be said? Normally, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Te'ah Shemayim Kisi. Shabbos Chanukah, you say the Haftorah of Zechariah. Which one should be said when it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah? So, the Piskerid, who lived, I think, well before the Art Scroll, the Piskerid says that it should be the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. Why? Because he says, I've just established from the Gemara in Sukkah that Tadir is not a factor when it's a question of only doing one mitzvah. If you're going to be Deicha Lekadim, you're going to do two, then Tadir says, do this one before that one. If you're only going to be doing one, like in the case of the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, if you're only doing one Haftorah, so just, why should you do Rosh Chodesh? Because it's Tadir. On the contrary, Zer Shabbos Leprokim, do the Shabbos Chanukah, it comes once a year. Let do the Shabbos Chanukah. So he boys from this Gemara that on Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh you do the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. Although Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir, but Tadir cannot dictate which mitzvah to do when there's only one mitzvah to be done. The mitzvah, there's only one Haftorah to be done. So that's what the Piskeri says.
It's a different mitzvah.
Pardon?
It's the same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Haftorah.
I understand. You're right. You're right. I hear that, Svara. But the question is, which Haftorah to do? So you might say, let's do the one which is more Tadir. So the Piskeri said, no. If you're only going to be doing one, so Tadir is not a deciding factor in which one to do.
You've got
Shabbos. No, but I'm saying Shabbos is out anyway. Because
if you do the Tadir, you should do the Shabbos one.
that the Haftarah of Miketz is not Todir. Because every week you do a different Shabbos Haftarah. There's no single Haftarah which you're doing weekly. Okay. However, the Chayyar, a big kasha on this Piskei Reed from, as I said, the Gemara in the Sugya of Shabbos at the end, in the Sugya of Hanukkah. The Gemara says there, the Gemara says as follows, Omar Rava, briefly I'll go through the Gemara. Pshitali, it's clear to me, near Beisav and near Chanukah, if a poor person can only afford oil for either Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles, what should he use his oil for? No, no, you base it all that. You should use it for Shabbos candles. Shum Shalom base it. Because Shabbos candles are providing Shalom Bais, that takes precedence over the Suminis. No, you base it the Kiddush Hayom. If you only have enough money for Shabbos candles or wine for Kiddush, one of the two mitzvahs, which one should you use your money for? Again, no, you base it all that. You should use it for Shabbos candles, Shum Shalom base it, because of Shalom Bais. Boy or other, but what he says, what I'm asking is, Ner Chanukah the Kiddush Hayom. If you only have enough money for Ner Chanukah, or Kiddush. Yeah, so which one should I use the money for? Do we say Kiddush Hayom Odev the Todir? Kiddush should come first because it's Todir. Every Shabbos you make Kiddush. So there's no question of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis always comes first, right? Important to remember. Shalom Bayis always comes first. But when there's no question of Shalom Bayis over here, it's a question of Todir versus Pesuminissa. Which of the two takes precedence? Bosa the boya had the posta after having cleared the shayla, he was poshut. Ner chalaka odif mishum pirsuminissa. So the halacha is, you don't have enough money for either kiddush or ner chalaka, you should use it for your oil for ner chalaka, because pirsuminissa takes precedence over todit. But the chayra, yeah. Oh, so that's my question. That's my question. My question is that L'chaira here, you're only going to be doing one. Right? So according to Tosfos, we understand that were it not for Bisum Nissa, then Todi, you know, would speak up and say, you know, obviously go for me, go for Kiddush, because Todi says we should do the Todi even at the expense of the non-performance of the Al-Mitz altogether. But according to Piskei Reed, so The Rosh says, let me just read the Ois, and then we'll read the Ois to Kasha as Ronnie's asking it. The Rosh says over here in Simen Yud Beis, Mashma, Ilav Pesuminissa, if not for the fact that Ner Chanukah is Pesuminissa, Todir Koidim Afilu Lidchois Esheinu Todir. It's clear in this Gemara that if not for the fact that Ner Chanukah is Pesuminissa, you would go for the Kiddush, even though you will not be able to form the Chanukah altogether. So you see, he says that Todir can be Doicha, Eino Todir. V'yesh v'dakek mizeh, says the Rosh, k'shechor Rosh Chodesh Teves b'Shabbos, sh'maftirin after Rochel, sh'a Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh says, because if we see in this Gemara that you go for the Todir, even though that's the only one you're going to be doing, so therefore he says, "Yes, the dakhtek mizeh that on Shabbos Chanukah you should do the after of Rosh Chodesh." Not that the Piskei Reed says you should be doing after of Shabbos Chanukah, because Todir cannot push away another mitzvah altogether. But here in this Gemara says the Rosh is Mashma that Afilu Litchos it can push away, it would have pushed away the Ner Chanukah were it not for the fact that Ner Chanukah is Suminissa. So yes, the dakhtek mizeh that on Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh you should do the after of Rosh Chodesh veloi. But there is the Zecharia, the Todir Koidim. The Lashar Pesuminissa Baftaira. And he says, you might say that laying the Aftaira in Shul is a Pesuminissa, so he doesn't like it. He says, initially, that it's not Pesuminissa. This is a Shitta that the Rosh brings. It's a Shitta of Rabbi Mushmul, which is brought in the Matka Megillah. The Rosh then goes on to say, Veleisa Lachzvar. He disagrees. Why does he disagree? He says, you should lay Aftaira Shabbos Chanukah for two reasons. Number one, he says, because I believe that laying the Aftar in Shul does constitute Pesuminissa. So in the same way that the Gemara Shabbat says that Ner Chanukah comes ahead of Todir because of Pesuminissa, so to Haftar of Chanukah should come ahead of Haftar of Shkosh because of Pesuminissa. He holds that it is Pesuminissa. And B says, being that we've laid the Maftir of Chanukah last, because we said Todir of Rosh Chodesh came ahead before the Kri of Chanukah, so the Halach is Haftar always has to be B'mai Desolik, meaning you have to be Maftir Haftarah, what you've just learned, and I've just learned Hanukkah, therefore the Haftarah has to follow that and follow Hanukkah. So lahalocha, the Rosh concurs, half second, the Rosh concurs lahalocha with the Piskeris. They both agree. That means Rabbeinu Shmuel holds that you learn Haftarah of Shabbos or Shchedesh, because Todir comes ahead and pushes it, Haftarah of Hanukkah, out. They both concur, no, you learn Haftarah of Shabbos Hanukkah, but for two different reasons. The Piskeris says you learn Haftarah of Shabbos Hanukkah because Todir isn't strong enough to push away the after of Shabbos Chanukah. So on the contrary, Zeh Shabbos Prokim is Doicha. The Rosh says, no, Todir Be'etzem would push away. Were it not for the fact that after is A, Prisum and Issa, and B, it's my Solik Mine. Or by Al-Koponim, what we see L'Chayr and the Rosh enunciates, we see from this Gemara is, that Todir could have, in fact, were it not for Prisum and Issa, pushed away the Neres Chanukah. Kiddush HaYoyim would have pushed away the Neres Chanukah, even Litchos. So how does that stream with the Piskei Rid, who says that no, Todik cannot push away another mitzvah, it can come ahead, and it can't push away another mitzvah. Here the Gemara says it would have pushed away.
Sorry, with Kiddush, though, you could make Kiddush over the Challah.
Exactly.
So I don't see how you could learn it from that. You could still do both. You could make Kiddush. Suppose you didn't have money for Challahs, would you then put the Hanukkah lights precedence over
the I don't want to say with absolute certainty, but I think yes. First of all, there's Machlokes Rishonim. We, of course, Paskin, as you said, right, that you can make kids on Chalas. Not all Rishonim hold you can make kids on Chalas. Rabbeinu Tam, I think, holds you can't make kids on Pas. Right. When the Gemara here is discussing Neres Chanukah and Kiddush HaYom, it's even on the assumption that you would not be able to make Kiddush HaYom altogether. Right. Nevertheless, the Gemara is clearing it, and the Gemara is pushing it, and Chanukah should come ahead because of Pizum Nissa. But were it not for Pizum Nissa, the Rosh says we see that Todir would, in fact, push away the mitzvah of Kiddush altogether. So my question is, like Ronnie mentioned, how does this Gemara stream with the Piskirid? Oh, so I'd like to suggest the following approach. That the question, as we've said it, is based on the understanding that what the Piskirid and Sukkah were saying was that, I mean, the way we spelled up it was as follows. Tosis learns, the lawyer of Safra Yochel Akshas came, Todir is a rule that is said aside when it's the Kadim, aside when it's pushing away. Todir always is a choshev mitzvah and should be done. Even at the expense of other mitzvah not being done altogether. And well, the way we learned the Piskei Rid was saying, no, Todir is kilu limited in its strength. It, you know, it can come ahead, but to push out the window altogether, no, Todir can't do that. That's the way we understood. And over there we got Shver, that the Gemara here says that Todir can do that, were not for the fact that Todir can push away out the window altogether another mitzvah. But perhaps we can understand the Piskei Rid's vault that Todir would not be able to push away the shear differently. Because there's a Gemara in Brochus, Tafchof Chesom Dalaf. Just to give a bit of context to what I'm saying, the Gemara in Brochus says, Ton Rabbonon, Hoyu Lefon of Shtei Tfilis. Achashal mincha v'achashal musaf. Let's say on a Shabbos, someone didn't daven musaf until the afternoon, and he has now two tefillahs ahead of him, mincha and musaf. Then, what do you know? What's the halacha? What are you supposed to daven first? Says the Gemara, misvalashal mincha v'achach misvalashal musaf. You're supposed to daven mincha and then musaf. Why? Shazu tadira, v'zu ain't a tadira. Because mincha is a daily thing, it's tadir. Musaf is once a week, is Eino Todir. So Todir is Eino Todir, you have Mincha first. So brings over there Toisus and Machloiks Rishayim. Toisus begins, Mikan Yeshali Zohir, that on Yom HaKippurim, not to schlep Shachris until Zman Mincha, right? Because if you do, says the first shit in Toisus, you'll have a problem, you're going to have Mincha before Musaf. The Hori Aime, but the Ri says, no, that even if you were to end Shachris after Chatzos, after Zman Mincha, that means half an hour after Chatzos, you could still go ahead and daven Musaf. Why? He says, because the Gemara is talking about Hoyu Lefonos Shtei Tfilos, means a person who is intending now to daven both Tfilos. For some reason, he's he has a reason why he knows that later on in the afternoon he will not be able to daven mincha. So he wants to do both tefillahs now. So then the Gemara says, you want to do two tefillahs now, You have to do the Todim, to do the Mincha before the Musaf. But if you're not intending to do two Tfilas now, I just want to daven one Tfilah now. I want to daven the second Tfilah in 4 hours' time in the afternoon later. So then there's no halacha, you have to take the Todim first, because I'm only intending now to do one mitzvah. When I want to do two mitzvahs, I've got to do the Todim before the end of Todim. If I only want to do one mitzvah, I'm free to do whichever mitzvah I want and do the Musaf before the Mincha. So let me explain a bit clearer, perhaps, what this machloek v'shoinim is, I believe. The first shitta of Tosfos over there holds that the idea behind Todir is that Todir, as it were, has a gewisse chashivus, a mitzvah that comes on a frequent basis, again and again, whatever frequency it comes with, is a more chashiva sort of mitzvah, has a certain chashivus, and therefore it has an overriding priority over other mitzvahs. We're not here to judge which mitzvahs are more important and which mitzvahs are less important, but seemingly that would be the understanding. A mitzvah tadira has a greater chashivos, and the mela, even if it's a question of not which one to do first, it's a question of which mitzvah should I do, period. I only want to do one mitzvah now in the afternoon. What should I do? Do the Todir, do the Mincha. Even though you're not about to do two mitzvahs now, you're only about to do one mitzvah, it's a choshev mitzvah, do the Todir. That's the chayda, the pshat in the first shita of Tosfos. The second shita of Tosfos, however, says no. That's not the pshat. The Todir is a more choshev mitzvah. Todir is a halacha which was said in sequence. The Torah said you've got two things to do, so obviously you've got to do one before the other, you can't do things at the same time. So the Torah gave you a halacha in sequence. Do the Todir before the Ein Todir. But it's strictly a halacha in what to do first. But when it's a question of, not sequence, it's a question of which mitzvah should I do? I'm only going to do one. Which mitzvah should I do? Todir b'chal doesn't speak in Azar case. There's no halacha, Todir is a more choshev mitzvah, you want to know which mitzvah to do. You know, do the choshev mitzvah, do a Todir. No, Todir is not more choshev mitzvah. Todir is a halacha that when you're doing two mitzvahs and you have a sequence, do this one before that one. But if I'm not doing two mitzvahs now, Moshe, I'm not davening mincha. I don't intend to daven mincha now. I only want to daven one tefillah now. Which tefillah should I daven? Todir doesn't bechlal speak in such a situation because one more choshev mitzvah per se, and I only want to do one mitzvah now. So you can do whichever mitzvah you prefer. Todir, to coin the phrase, can only tell you what first, but it can't tell you which. You follow? It's not, if you're doing one mitzvah, Todd's not going to tell you which mitzvah to do. If you're doing two mitzvahs, Todd's going to tell you which one, what one to do first. That would be the explanation of the two shittas in Tosfos. So Mamele is Azoya. According to this, we can say that. Tosfos in Sukkah, who says that Todir can even push away the shir of Shabbos, would push away the shir of Rosh Chodesh, even though there's only one shir that's going to be sung, Tosfos will learn at the first shir in Tosfos and Brochus that Todir is a more choshev mitzvah. So Avada, you want to sing one shir, go for the more choshev one, the one that's Todir, go for the Shabbos one. The Piskei Rid, however, who says that no, when you're only going to be doing one, Todir will not tell you which one to do, holds that not pshat, like I said earlier, because Todir is not choshev enough to push away a mitzvah. But if I'm only doing one mitzvah, like Tosfos says over there, when I'm only about to daven one tefillah, Todir doesn't dictate which tefillah to daven. So too, if I'm only going to be singing one shir, so Todir doesn't come into the picture. It's not a question of limiting the power of Todir, the strength of Todir. Todir doesn't come into the picture. It's not a question of Todir here. My question is, which mitzvah should I do? I'm singing one shir. Which one should I do? I have no idea which one you should do, but make this to do the Todir. Todir is not the more choshev mitzvah. You're only doing one mitzvah. Todir doesn't speak in such a case. Or, in the case of Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, you're only going to be doing one Haftarah. So the Piskei Rid says, Avada, Rosh Chodesh is not going to come ahead of Chanukah. Why should Rosh Chodesh come ahead of Chanukah? Do Chanukah. You're only going to be doing one mitzvah. Todir doesn't speak. My point is, just to get the lomdus out, that according to the Piskei Rid, it's not like Todir is limited in its power. We'll see in a second. Todir can even push away, perhaps, the performance of another mitzvah, ultimately. The question is just, when is Todir said? Todir is said in a situation where I know that there are two mitzvahs which have to be performed. Todir will tell you which one to begin and to attend to first. In situations where there's only one mitzvah that I'm on my agenda to perform, Todi doesn't speak at all. Because it's a halacha strictly in sequence, it's not a halacha in which mitzvah to perform, Todi doesn't speak at all, and that's why you only do, that's why it doesn't tell you which shir to do, it doesn't tell you which haftarah to do, Todi doesn't speak there at all. So, I'm sorry for going a little bit over time, should we conclude? Let's now examine the Gemara and Shabbos that we mentioned. This man who has a question of should he spend his money on Ner Chanukah or spend his money on wine for Kiddush. So I ask you, how many mitzvahs is standing before this man today, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, to perform? One or two mitzvahs?
Two.
Clearly two mitzvahs. He has two mitzvahs to do tonight. He's got a light Ner Chanukah, he's going to make Kiddush. The problem is he doesn't have any money in his wallet. So, it's going to be very difficult for him to do mitzvah. So, but his question, once again, his question essentially is, not which mitzvah should I do? His question is, what mitzvah should I attend to first? One second. So, his question is, what mitzvah should I attend to first? When he attends to one mitzvah first, unfortunately he'll find himself in a circumstance where he doesn't have the wherewithal to then do the other mitzvah. Maybe he'll win the lottery in between and he will do the other mitzvah. But the point is, his question isn't which mitzvah should I do? His question is, what comes first? So there, the Rosh Hashanah Madaik and that Gemara, that Lule Pesume Nisa of Chanukah, Kiddush would come first because of Todi. So we asked, but hang on a second. The Piskirid says that Todi can't be used to push away other mitzvahs. So now we're explaining, no. The Piskirid never said it can't be used to push away other mitzvahs. The Piskirid was just saying, if you only got one mitzvah to do, you want to think, which one? Which share? Which haftarah? Which mitzvah should I do? Then Piskirid was saying, Todi doesn't tell you which to do, but Todi does tell you what to do first. Here I've got two mitzvahs to do. So Todi will tell you, do the Kiddush first, because it's Todi. If as a result of that, you won't be able to perform the other mitzvahs, so be it. Like the Rosh says, Todi has a koyach, even litchos. Once we apply the rule of Todir, the Piskirid will agree that it can be used and has the strength to even push away, ultimately, the performance of another mitzvah altogether. His vote was just that when there's only one mitzvah to do, like the Re and Brochus, then Todir doesn't speak up at all. But when there's two mitzvahs to do, Todir speaks up, tells you which one to attend to first, and once to attend this mitzvah first, then if as a result of that, I can no longer do the second mitzvah, that no longer bothers me. So, just to conclude, if halachically there's one mitzvah to do, like shir or haftorah, so then the Tosfos says, Todi doesn't speak at all. Again, Tosfos in Sukkah says that even there Todi speaks, because Todi is it's a more choshev mitzvah. So you've got one mitzvah to do. Todi says, no, do the choshev one, the shir of Shabbos, do the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. That's shita of Tosfos, as it were, in Sukkah. And the Piskirid says, no, halachically I've got one mitzvah to do, so Todi doesn't have a voice over here. Todi never was a deciding factor of which mitzvah to choose when you only have one mitzvah halachically to do. That's when halachically there's only one mitzvah to be done. But when practically there's only one mitzvah that I'm going to be able to do, halachically I've got to do two mitzvahs. Practically, I can't afford both mitzvahs, I'm only going to be able to do one mitzvah. So then I've heard that Todi has a voice. Todi says, practically, halachically, there's two mitzvahs to do. There's a rule here. The rule is, halachically, you've got two mitzvahs to do. Attend to the Todi first. Now, if you attend to the Todi, you end up not being able to form down a mitzvah. Avada has a koyach, even litchos. That's what the Gemara Shabbos says, but it's not a steerer to what the Piskirid in Sukkah says.